I'm still kind of confused, though. About what? I mean, we crashed through that giant window you magically made with witch powers to escape the scratch so we can keep existing, right? Yes? I didn't make it with witch powers, though. I capture logged it hours ago because Kakat told me to. Then at the last minute, I took it out and made it huge so we could escape through it. I see. Did you at least make it huge with witch powers? I did make it huge with witch powers. So I guess that's what witch powers do, is make things huge? They also make things small. Right, like you did with all those planets. Yep. Also, witch powers can teleport things, and witch powers can teleport things, and fling things around through space at very high velocities. All sorts of stuff. But to be honest, I'm not sure how much of that is attributable to inheriting Beck's abilities. Man, spacey witch powers sound a lot more versatile than my powers, frankly. Not that I'm complaining, because witch powers are still awesome. But anyway, that is neither here nor there. What I'm wondering is, once we crashed through that window, weren't we supposed to, like, enter a new game session, the reset one, and meet up with Karkat and Vriska and all the trolls, and I guess maybe also a bunch of dead trolls too, like troll ghosts or such? Yes, that was the basic idea. And what about your grandson? Wasn't he going to be there from the future or something? And then he would send Liv Tyler to me, or actually to you, I guess, into the past somehow? That would be Jake. And yeah, I do believe we will meet him in this session. He said he had a bunch of friends who helped him make the bunny. I'm pretty excited to meet them all. Wow. Hey, I wonder what the fuck ever happened to Liv anyway. Last I saw her, I sent her off to give the tumor to Rose and Dave. Oh god, Rose and Dave! Where are they now? Did one of them do the suicide mission thing? And what about the other? Did they get scratched? Actually, they both went, and in a manner of speaking, their mission was a success. So they blew up the moon and now they're dead? Nope. They did not actually destroy the sun. Trust me, I would know if it was gone. Now that I know what I know, it was kind of silly for us to think that it would ever be destroyed. And as it happens, Rose and Dave are not dead either. I have received very reliable reports that they survived. Oh man, that's great. I mean, I'm not sure how not blowing up the sun qualifies as a successful mission, since that was kind of the whole idea. But at this point, I don't really care. I'm just happy to hear they're okay. It will be all the more clear soon. How do you know they're okay? Nor any of this stuff, really. I've learned a lot in my dreams lately. Probably more than I ever learned looking at the clouds on Prospect. When I was dead there for a few minutes, I had one last very informative nap. The bottom line is, Rose and Dave will rendezvous with the trolls near the green sun, and then they will all meet us in the new session. Okay, that sounds awesome. And that was part of the plan, I guess I understood, but where is this new session? All I see is a bunch of giant windows and a lot of warp speed whooshy nonsense.